Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Cora and Leo. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kid Short Stories, or go to kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. You ready for this one? Me too, let's go. One day, Cora and Leo were at home playing upstairs in their playroom, and they were having so much fun until they heard that sound. Oh, is that the ice cream truck? Ah, let's go! Cora and Leo loved hearing the ice cream truck drive by. Do you know what the ice cream truck sounds like? Do you know what's inside the ice cream truck? Ice cream! I know, it's so delicious. Who likes the ice cream truck? Oh, me too. That is a super special treat. And Cora and Leo knew that on Saturday mornings, their family got ice cream from the ice cream truck. It was their favorite part of the week. But today was coming a little early, so they weren't ready for it. But they put on their shoes and ran outside as fast as they could with their parents. And when the ice cream truck pulled up, oh, there it was! Miss Frizzy! Hi, Miss Frizzy! Miss Frizzy was the ice cream truck driver, and she was so nice. Hey, Cora! Hey, Leo! How are you guys doing? We are so good and so happy to see you. You know what we like. We like our favorite rainbow ice cream. Do you have any of that? Oh, absolutely, Miss Frizzy said. Here, it's right here. As Miss Frizzy reached down into the ice cream cooler and she opened it up and looked inside, she said, wait a second. Last night I filled this cooler with rainbow ice cream, but it's gone. You're my first customer today. This is the first time I've opened this cooler. Somebody stole the ice cream. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, or wait, do you have any other coolers of, like, maybe there's more, Cora said. And Miss Frizzy checked all the other coolers, which all the other coolers had all their ice cream, but all of the rainbow ice cream was gone. Cora, Leo said, I think this is a mystery. I really think this is a serious mystery that we need to solve, or else all the kids in the whole neighborhood are gonna cry. Oh no. Miss Frizzy, do you have any clues that might help us understand what was going on? Let me check. They looked all over the room. They couldn't find anything. But wait a second. What's that over there? Oh, that's weird. There's like a few purple footprints on the floor. What? Leo, do you remember what purple footprints mean? Yeah. It either means the frogman and his team are trying to act like the purple ninjas, or these are the real purple ninjas. We gotta radio this into headquarters right now. Headquarters, come in. This is Leo and Cora. We have an emergency. Are you there?
Hey guys, how are you doing? What's the emergency?
It seems that all of the rainbow ice cream is gone. Yeah, and oh no. And it looks like there's purple footprints. Do you know if the purple ninjas or the frogmen have been seen in our area?
Let me check, right? Hold on.
And as headquarters checked, they verified.
Cora and Leo, you're correct. It looks like the purple ninjas have been spotted near you guys. And we've just learned that rainbow ice cream doubles their superpowers.
What? Cora shouted.
Yep, this is serious. We're gonna need you to figure out where they're getting all this rainbow ice cream from, if they're stealing it right out of the trucks or what's going on. And we're going to need to make sure that we stop them from stealing all this ice cream, because if all of their superpowers keep doubling and keep maximizing, we're going to have a serious problem on our hands. Over and out. Oh no. All right, Cora, let's go. We got to start looking around. Cora and Leo ran inside to get their spy gear, and they started to look everywhere. And they had Miss Frizzy call around to all the other ice cream trucks, and sure enough, all the other ice cream trucks, all the rainbow ice cream, was gone. This is worse than we thought, Leo said. Pretty soon, they ran over to Miss Frizzy's house to ask her a question. Miss Frizzy, where do you get your rainbow ice cream from? We thought maybe the maker of the rainbow ice cream, maybe they would have some answers for us. Let's go. So Cora and Leo got the directions from Miss Frizzy and put on their jetpacks and zoomed over to the manufacturing facility that made all of the rainbow ice cream. When they walked inside, oh no, the police were there. That means, oh no, do you think they got here too? When they ran inside, they met all the chefs of the rainbow ice cream. They were all crying.
Somebody stole all our purple ice cream and it's terrible.
Yes, we're aware. It's the purple ninjas, we're pretty sure. And they've been taking rainbow ice cream all over the place. Do you guys have any clues? Do you have any videos?
No, the video feed was turned off and we don't have anything. All the purple ice cream is gone. What are we going to do?
Oh dear. Okay. Hey, Cora, let's look at our handbook and see if the purple ninjas have any weaknesses. I bet if we found a weakness, that would totally do it. All right, let's check. So Cora and Leo opened up their handbook and turned all the way to the purple ninja page, where they learned that purple ninjas, yep, there it says right there, that rainbow ice cream doubles their superpowers. But what's down here? It says, please note, if a purple ninja drinks lemonade, their superpowers are cut in half.
Whoa,
wait a second. Leo, did you just have the same idea I did?
Yeah.
What if we trick the purple ninjas with their ice cream? What if we have the chefs add secret lemon juice and lemonade into the rainbow ice cream? Then when the purple ninjas come to steal it, they'll eat it and they'll drink the lemonade out of the ice cream. It'll be perfect. Then their superpowers will go back to normal. All right, we gotta set up the plan. Let's go. So Cora and Leo started to talk to all the ice cream chefs about their plan, and the ice cream chefs thought it was a great idea. So they added a secret ingredient to the new batch of rainbow ice cream, of lemonade. And the lemonade couldn't even be spotted. You couldn't even tell it was in there. But I'm sure as soon as the purple ninjas drank it, it would work. The next day, Cora and Leo came back to check on the ice cream facility, and sure enough, the purple ninjas had broken in during the night, and they tried to eat some, but it worked! Cora, you won't believe this! Miss Frizzy called them up and said, guess what? All my ice cream is still here today. The purple ninjas must have gotten a lot weaker or figured out that this isn't good for them anymore because they didn't steal our ice cream. Hurry, come on home and you can get your own rainbow ice cream with lemon juice. Cora and Leo ran home. They were so excited. And here comes the ice cream truck. Cora and Leo saved the day. They stopped the purple ninjas from stealing the rest of all the rainbow ice cream. And the rest of the kids in the neighborhood were so happy to have their favorite snack back. Great job, Cora and Leo. You saved the day.
The end.